why one of aviation's oldest names is comforting in difficult financial times. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. There are times when it's good to be the new kid on the block, and there are other times when having a generations-long track record provides a competitive advantage. In the Thursday special feature, we brought you part one of the observations of Piper Aircraft CEO Jim Bass. Today, as we start part two, why the current environment gives Piper a new appeal among prospective customers.
We have seen recently the failure of several major general aviation businesses, bankruptcies, businesses going into foreclosure, or completely dormant. One of the things that has occurred in our industry is that there is a flight to safety. Piper is a safe harbor if you are concerned about the stability of an OEM. We have been in business for 71 years. We have seen wars. We've seen depressions. In fact, our company was born in the middle of a depression. This is a company that seems to always bend but never break. We think that people are rethinking their purchasing decisions by flocking to companies that have that kind of a track record. With over 144,000 aircraft built, with more than two-thirds of those aircraft still flying, we have a tremendous spare parts and service business. We have a legacy that is going to survive, and people are looking for that legendary manufacturer as someone that they can count on in rough times. That being said, we still think that there's a lot of dry wood on the sidelines. There's people with money out there. They are waiting to see what direction the economy is taking. Why buy today when tomorrow the price of what you're buying could be far less? So there is a sense that we have not reached bottom. I think everyone's waiting for some sign or signal that the market has reached some point of stability. I think once people feel that they understand the direction the economy has taken, and they also understand the rules of the game, because we're in an environment now where people are uncertain as to exactly what the rules are. But once those are, I think, defined, and they will be defined, and once people get a sense of which way the economy is going, there will be buyers. There's buyers right now, today, but we don't have the intensity and the pent-up demand that we were seeing last year. Now is not the time that a corporate executive is going to go to their board of directors and ask for a new corporate jet. The political environment is not going to embrace that type of spending. That's why I think right now Piper is ideally positioned, because nobody from the mainstream media is going up to people walking out of a turboprop or a prop aircraft on the tarmac saying, how come you're being abusive with your company's funds? We see people in our business gravitating up, but also gravitating down. So we see that this is a very this is a market with a lot of opportunity, and we're trying to do the best we can to take advantage of that. Right now, our twin presence is doing very well. We're continuing to sell the Seneca and the Seminole in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 aircraft a year for each model, which for us is a pretty good number. And we can do that profitably and successfully year after year. We think there will always be a place for the piston twin. We think that is a plane that has a lot of mileage in the future, because I think it meets a certain niche in terms of its cost of operation, and the step up to a turbo for some people is too big a step. So this, I think, is a perfect airplane for certain markets. There are some regions of the world and individuals who are firmly committed to a twin piston. And particularly, they have applications for that type of aircraft, which our airplanes perfectly meet. So every year, there are forecasts or rumors that the death of the twin-engine piston aircraft is imminent. And every year we continue to get more orders. So either the rumor control function is not working, or the reality of the market is telling us that this is a viable market. It may not be as robust as some of the other markets, but it's a market in which we are committed and to and will continue to play in.
Speaking of commitment, what happens to the Piper Jet program in a recession which has already seen some competing light jet projects fold? More with Jim Bass of Piper Aircraft in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. Piper CEO Jim Bass says the company's long history in the industry is turning out to be a major competitive plus, but it does not mean the company is stopping work on its newest project.
Piper is still heavily investing in the Piper jet. Our strong balance sheet and our ability to continue to sell planes, spare parts, and other services has given us the ability to continue to invest in the Piper jet. The Piper jet is our future. The Piper jet represents where this company is going. We think that given the downturn, that this is a perfect opportunity for us to continue to develop the Piper jet, given the fact that we feel it fits a niche that currently is not being occupied by any other competitor. We think it has the right attributes to really be a big hit in the marketplace. Currently, we're conducting flight testing. We're expanding the envelope, but we're very cautious in the way that we do that. We're going faster and higher every week, but we are very careful to look at all the telemetry data. We have, obviously, test pilot lives at stake, and this is a clean sheet design, and we're being very, very careful in the way that flight test envelope is being expanded. But it has been behaving better than we intended or expected it to. It is a beautiful flying machine. I had the honor of actually flying in the jet several weeks ago, and I could tell you it was an absolutely thrilling experience, and I think this is going to be a plane that will absolutely knock it out of the park. We're still selling airplanes, and one of the I find the most difficult aspects of this business is transitioning from design to production. We just passed our FAA ACCEPT audit with flying colors. One of the things that this company really knows how to do is bring airplanes from concept to design to production. One of our strengths and a core competencies as a business is that we know how to build aircraft, and we know how to build different types of aircraft. Our people are very, very capable in the production arena. We find that is the one area that newcomers to this business really lose on. That's the area that may be the least or the most underestimated and perhaps the biggest challenge. It's one thing to create a design, to test that design. It's another thing to bring it into full-scale development. And that strength, I think, is what has kept this company going for decades.
Jim Bass is the CEO of Piper Aircraft. Find out more at www.piper.com. Find the video version of this interview, dated April 20th and 21st, in the archives at aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.